You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. Really happy to have with me Corwin Coe. He is the CEO and a member of the board of directors of Sitka Gold Corp. Corwin goes by the name simply of Cor. We call him Cor. His real full name is Corwin. Corwin Coe, first name Cor. He has over 35 years' experience in the mining industry, working primarily in Arizona, Nevada, and Yukon. And that's exactly where he's working now with Sitka, and seems like they're onto some good things, some good early results anyway. He's put two mines into production in the past and is credited with the discovery of a 2 million ounce gold deposit. And as I say, it's really looking as if maybe Corwin is on to another event or two. He's really had some good success early on in the Yukon we'll see what happens in Nevada, but so far things are looking good. Trades in Toronto under the symbol SIG. You can buy it down here in the States as I have under the symbol SITKF. Only 58.8 million shares. I believe that's correct. Corwin can correct me on that, but at 18 cents in Canadian money, that's just $11 million market cap, which is really low, and $8 million or so in the U.S. money. And when I look at the projects they have and the potential, this has me quite excited about it. It's one of the reasons it's one of my top holdings in my modest portfolio. I'm so glad that Cor could be with us. Thanks for joining us today, Cor.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah, one correction there. We just completed a $6.4 million financing here a couple weeks ago. And
yes.
That changed our issued shares to $109 million.
Okay,
and a market
thank
cap
you
of
for that.
Just under 20 million market cap.
Okay, still a very modest market cap. And yes, that's right. I guess I now come to think of it, I was aware that you had done that, and you've raised how much? 6.4, you say. So is that going to take care of your needs, your financing needs for a while, I suppose?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to cover us for all of our projects this year and into next year. So we're pretty happy with where we're sitting right now.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, so judging from your March 10th news release, it seems that your drill program and the Alpha Project there in Nevada, I know you're in Nevada, the Yukon, and Arizona, where you spent your professional career for the most part. From what I understand, things are going pretty well. You like the what you see so far in the drill core?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the thing is that this is a systematic approach that we're doing. We drilled a deep hole last year there, and the information we got from that moved our target area substantially to the northwest, and we put two holes in there in the last month or so. And these holes, we got a lot of information from hole two that moved us to hole three, which is 700 meters from hole two. And that hole is the one that we're most excited about. We ended up hitting the target area there fairly shallow, like 240 feet, and we had intense Carlin-type alteration for over 210 feet there. So with that type of alteration, decalcification, and the sulfide that we're seeing there, we're pretty excited for what could be the gold content in that. And, of course, that's now shipped to the lab, and we'll have about a 3 or 4 week period before we'll know that. But it's exactly what we wanted to see. We're pretty excited about it. But again,
yeah, I know your
sermon is in the assay. So,
I know your first hole sort of veered off unintentionally away from the target last year, or in the past, the first hole that you drilled. But now you're seeing the kind of rocks, and we'll just have to wait and see them. My goodness, if they're mineralized with any kind of gold grades, I think the market's got to pay some respect to that, I would think.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah, the first hole told us a lot, and that's what what motivated us to stake more claims and apply for another drill permit for that area and move in and start testing that ground. And sure enough, our target's a lot shallower there. And like I say, the intense alteration we're seeing in the third hole particularly, even though there was some in the second, the third hole is the key to us. For this type of target, you want to see this intense alteration, decalcification, karst-type environment, sienopyrite, jaspeite, silicification. This is all that we're seeing over a 210-foot interval, and that bodes well for having the type of environment for these carbon-type deposits.
And what is the depth?
Yeah, that's where we're at there.
What is the depth of this from the surface? What is the depth of this? I think
we call it the Webb Devil Gate rocks. We hit the bottom of the web and the top of the Devil's Gate limestone contact at about 240 feet.
Okay.
And we stayed in this intense alteration to about 450 feet before it started tapering off a bit. So very shallow, very, very shallow.
Yeah, by as Carlin projects go, very shallow indeed. So we are looking at a pretty thick structure. I mean, are we talking from 240 to 450, more or less, in depth? Is that the structure you're looking at?
That's right, exactly.
And so if that thing is mineralized, it could be very significant.
Oh, yeah. No, this is exactly what we're hoping to see. Exactly. We're pretty ecstatic with what we see there, and we'll see what the gold content is.
Yeah, well, and how soon? A couple of weeks, you think?
Our plan is to get these results before we do the next drill hole, and we're permitted for another three drill holes in that area, but we also have another 10 drill holes in our initial Alpha project that we can amend and move over. So we're in a good position there for being able to be very aggressive. If we get a hit here, we can move fairly quickly with a major drill program there.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and you picked up. Go ahead, Corwin.
Yeah, we picked up some more ground after we drilled these two holes. We realized that just because of the structural interpretation that Scott's getting down there. We wanted to make sure we were well protected to encompass the target area, and so that had to be done immediately. I think that was our last news release.
Mm-hmm. So are you? So these additional claims you picked up, 30 claims or so, is your expectation that this structure is more shallow than you expected?
Well, from the interpretation that our team down there has done, we did expect it to be shallower, not this shallow, but it's shaping up to be a very, very attractive target that we can track and have it at a shallow depth there. That's kind of our focus here for the last month and a half, you know.
Yeah.
But by no means is what the company is going to be focused on for the year. You know, I mean, last year when we talked, then we drilled these holes and everything last December. But, we did four different drill projects and four different programs and four different projects last year and with variable degrees of success. This is an ongoing exploration technique that we've used in the past where you don't just drill all your holes in one shot and then wait for your information to come back. But in the Yukon, we had enough success there in that Saddle Eger zone over 2 kilometers of strike length with four holes coming in with potentially economic grades there or grades that were as good or higher than the only operating gold mine in the Yukon. So we're going to be going in with an aggressive 10,000-meter drill program there, which is one of the reasons we raised this money. We're looking at $2.5 to $3 million worth of drilling over the next few months. with the intent of lining out an initial maiden resource in that area. And keep in mind, in the RC Gold project, this Saddle Eger zone is only 1% of our property. It's a huge district-scale property, and we want to be able to put some more exploration into other fertile areas that we want to follow up with, similar to the Saddle Eger zone area. So, the Yukon is going to be a big focus. Mm-hmm. But that being said, we've just gotten notice from the BLM that our plan of operation has been approved, and we're waiting for the documentation so that we can proceed with doing some additional drilling down at Burrow Creek in Arizona. Uh-huh. And some of these programs are going to overlap, but that is fine. We have the technical teams, and we demonstrated that last year where we're not a one-horse show, that you guys just focus on that. So we're really excited about 2021 for Sitka, and think that we're going to be knocking it out of the park this time around. That's my prediction.
Well, you know, of course, you know, we talked about it initially when I first started covering your company. The story, the Nevada story was the lowest probability, but it had the chance to be the biggest, let's say, Grand Slam home run. And who knows? I can't believe. I mean, I know you're very excited, Cor. I don't think the market has really woken up yet to what your prospects are. And I'm just hoping that the thing in Nevada comes through with some nice gold grades. But if not, I mean, I'm looking at over 100 meters of 0.82 grams of gold per ton, which is quite a good intersection. I mean, these are early holes, right? But are you suggesting that you can come up with a maiden resource this year yet, or would that be next year at RC?
Oh, no, that's our focus, Jay, is we're going to be focused on the density of our drilling and the targeting to outline a maiden resource in that Saddle Eger zone, absolutely.
And as far as Burrow, what would be the objective of Burrow Creek this year then?
Well, we've proven that Burrow Creek vein system does extend through the mountain, and we had drilled it 10 drill holes last year, confirming that this thing is just under a shallow veneer of volcanic rock, and had fairly decent grades. We want to continue for the other. There's about a kilometer left to drill that to the southern end of the claim block that we believe will have a big impact on the amount of ounces that system contains. So that's our plan, to put some more drill holes for that other kilometer down there. There's never, ever been any drilling down there to where this vein outcrops again, and we've confirmed that this is the same vein system that the maiden or the historical resource of 5 million ounces of silver and 120,000 ounces of gold contains in the old outline area, which is only about 300 meters long. So there's a lot of room to add ounces here and to upgrade to a compliance resource from what is now historical.
Could you give us some sense of what the strike length is of this structure, this vein that you've got in your 5 million ounces of silver and 120,000 ounces of gold? So what is the total length of the target?
Well, we've got a 1.5 kilometers that had never been drilled before, that we stepped out and did the first 250 meters of it to the edge of the property line. And now we're on our BLM mining claims, and that's taking a lot longer to go through the process here to test this further. So, like I say, the initial resource is only involved in a strike length of about 300 meters.
Okay.
So you can get an idea what could be down
prospect.
The road.
Yeah. Excellent. Very good. I think this is a company people should be keeping their eyes on this year, giving all that you've got going. And, I mean, it could be a real home run, no doubt. And I just don't think the market has paid a lot of attention to you yet. So I hope that our listeners will do some research and catch up with your story, because I think it's a very compelling one. If you hit on one of three, there's a lot of upside. But if you hit on more than that, well, I think it's a very great. Anything else you'd like to say? So I guess people should just really be watching for drill results from Nevada. And then obviously as things start to go forward on RC and the Yukon. These are the near-term drivers.
We're planning on mobilizing into the Yukon here about mid-May, and we've secured the drill contract and the meterage that we want, and we have all of our permits in place for the entire 376 square kilometer district up there in the Yukon. So we've got a lot of flexibility having our new Class 3 permit over a big area of the property that we were going through the process last fall while we were drilling the Saddle Acre zone. So it opened up the whole area for us for exploration, including drilling.
Mm-hmm.
And
excellent.
We feel that there's potential for several of these intrusion graded gold deposits within that district scale package.
All right.
But yeah, no, we're pretty excited for 2021, Jay. And
rightfully
we're starting off with a pretty good kick down there in Nevada. So let's hope for the best there and carry on.
Absolutely. Well, we'll certainly be watching, Cor. Thank you so much for your time and for updating our listeners. It is an exciting story, one I'll be covering in my newsletter for sure as we go forward this year. All right, folks, so we do have to go to break now, but don't go away, because John Rubino will be with us to talk about interest rates and what they may mean for the markets. Can the Fed control them or not? What happens if they can't? Those are the kind of things we want to find out what John's thoughts are on those issues. So we'll be right back with John Rubino. Don't go away.
Voice America is available on your Google connected device.
Okay, Google, play Turning Hard Times into Good Times podcast on iHeartRadio.
Try it today.
Great Bear Resources, trading under GBR on the TSXV and GTBAF on the OTCQX, is a gold exploration company focused on their district-scale Dixie Project in the renowned Red Lake Mining District of Ontario. Having made multiple high-grade near-surface gold discoveries, GBR's capital efficiency has allowed them to be fully funded to complete a very active 300,000-meter drill program through 2021. Stay up to date on what's been considered one of the best performing exploration stocks in the last 3 years by visiting greatbearresources.ca.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.